Being a whisperer is fun. Being a whisperer is fun. Have you ever whispered to yourself? Every time you think a thought and you do not speak it out loud, you are whispering. Every time an idea flashes through your mind, you are whispering. Every time you feel a breeze on your face, you are whispering. Every time you feel a tickle in your heart, you are whispering. Every time you are alive and know that you're alive, you are whispering. I practice this whispering with my dog every day. As we walk along the mountain paths here in Campo in the high desert, it's always lovely early in the morning. And we walk along these mountain paths early in the morning, and sometimes we'll see a rabbit, and sometimes we'll see other critters that come out of the brush. And Ruby will look at them, and she'll say, "You're too far away for me to try to catch." Or if it's someone close, and zoom, she's after it like a buzzard, and she doesn't catch it. And I'll just say, "Okay, Ruby, come walk with me now. I love you." I'll say it. I'll whisper it to her under my breath. I'll whisper it to her in my heart. And just a second later, she is there walking alongside of me. She is there. She hears my whispering. She hears my whispering from my heart. She hears my whispering from my soul. She hears my whispering from the very depth of me. She knows I am whispering to her, and I am whispering love. Whispering is always love. Whispering is unconditional love where we share it with ourself. And ourself alone. We don't share it with anybody else. We don't share it with the world. We don't share it with any. But we are indeed sharing it with all the world. We're sharing it with all the world about us. Because whatever thought goes through our mind, our heart, our soul, whatever whisper happens inside of us is taking place in the world around us. Because our world is a vibration of that whisper that goes on in us. The vibration of that whisper that's going on in our heart is ringing out throughout the entire universe that we live in. And we live in a grand and glorious universe. Our whisper is the most powerful, the most glorious, the most fun-filled adventure we could ever have in life. Because our thoughts will flit from idea to idea, from concept to concept, and as they flip here and there, we are having fun. We are enjoying them. We are thinking about them. We are thinking how wonderful they are, how fantastic they are, how glorious they are. What a wonderful way to live, thinking beautiful, glorious, wonderful thoughts, and thinking wonderful whisperers. You see, when we whisper, we are broadcasting our thought to our universe. When we are whispering, we are projecting our ideas into our world. When we are whispering, we are thinking these thoughts. Now, we all have heard about the dog whisperer, Cesar Millan, and we've heard of horse whisperers, who are equally famous and wonderful. And what do? They walk in among their dogs or their horses, and as they do, they are not afraid of them, and they're not thinking that the horse or dog will do something contrary to what they desire them to do. Something contrary to what they desire them to do. They think the horse or the dog is going to instantly respond to whatever whisper, whatever thought, whatever idea they have in their mind for that horse or that dog. Now, you and I live in a larger broadcasting studio than we know, because our thoughts, our whispers, are our broadcasting studio. And our whispers are sent out into all the world. They're sent out into all space and all time and all place and all now. And we are right there where our whispers are being projected. We are right there where our whispers are being elected, where they're being put into force for us. They're put into motion for us, because our whispers are for us alone, because our world is a reflection of our whispers, just they are a reflection of our thought. And our world is as wonderful as our whisperers are, and just as interesting as our whispers are. The more we can allow ourselves to stretch out our thought, stretch out our imagination, stretch out our dreams, stretch out our thinking about ourselves and our world, and whisper to it. Look at our world and say, "You're wonderful." Look at our world and say, "Oh, I'm so happy that I'm in this world." Look at our world and say, "What a grand and glorious world this is." And as you look at your world and say, "What a grand and glorious world this is," what are you doing? You are being the whisperer, and you are having fun. You're not shouting to the housetops, though it's kind of fun to do sometimes, "I'm so happy." But you shout it from your soul. You shout it from your heart. You shout it from the very depth of your being. And you are doing it unconditionally. You are unconditionally looking at your world and seeing your world as you have it in your being. You're seeing your world as you have it in your heart and your soul. You're seeing your world. You're whispering to your world. You are a whisperer. A whisperer. Yes, and what a wonderful whisperer you are. What a grand and glorious being you are. What a significant expression you are in your world. For your world is a reflection of what you whisper to it, what you whisper about it, how you whisper, how much love you have in your heart and your soul and your being, how much joy you have in your wholeness and your allness. And the more you whisper, the more you send out your bubbles of love to all in your life, the more you send out your bubbles of happiness to all in your life, the more it comes back to you, surrounding you, enfolding you, taking you into its embrace and saying, "I love you. You're so wonderful. All your thoughts are so good. All your attitudes are so fantastic. All your measure is so wonderful. I love you. I love you. I love you." That's what my thoughts say to me. And I know that that's what your thoughts say to you, because I am thinking your thoughts. And you are thinking my thoughts. And we are thinking our thoughts. And how wonderful they all are. And how fantastic they all are, how magnificent they all are, because they are our thoughts. And they're the only thoughts that matter. They're the only thoughts that make any difference in our world, because they are who we are. Now, what kind of whispering are you doing in your heart right now? Are you whispering little blessings of love to each cell in your body, saying, "Each cell of my body is absolutely fantastic. I love you, I love you, I love you." And when you have a little hurt sometimes, you say, "I love you, I love you, I love you. You're wonderful." And the hurt just goes away. And it really was not there in the first place. But we allow things to be in our consciousness sometimes just because we think that we have to do that. But we don't. We can be the whisperer of all the universe, because we really are. And our imagination, our wonderment, our being is all that matters in all this universe. Today, let your whispering be to yourself and to your world, from the quietness of your heart, from the unconditional love of your heart, to all of your creation. All the world is your creation, and you whispered it into being. You are your creation, and you whispered it into being. Life is your creation, and you whispered it into being. And all that is good and beautiful and fantastic, you whispered into being, and it is yours right now. I love you. I love you. I love you.